Hi, everybody. This is Michael Forney with Fido Arts and Practices. Back after a break. I apologize for that. It was longer than I intended, but family and personal business demanded my attention, and I willingly gave it, and it just took me time away from work, but I am back, and so is our podcast. And before I get started, I also want to call your attention to a couple other places you can find out about us and what we're doing. Our website is FidoGroup.com, FIDOGROUPE.com. And on there, you will find a link to our new Patreon site, which is patreon.com/firestarter, FIRESTARTER by Fido. And we also have our own social media network now, and you can join us there at firestarter.network, FIRESTARTER.network. And there's a lot of good stuff going on, and we are really fired up. I've got a good staff working with me now, and like I said, really excited about this and glad to be back doing this. Today I want to start off our renewed effort talking about digital security, just on a personal level right now. You know, it's a hot topic because people are getting hacked at unbelievable numbers now, and it's scary, the stuff that's going on. And I speak and I work with businesses, and I'm amazed at how many people don't employ any kind of digital security, or if they do, it's one password that is across all devices and all platforms, which is not good practice at all. And then, of course, I'll hear from people who have been hacked, who've lost money, who've lost access to bank accounts, to social media, and they want to start employing digital security methods. And that's clearly the closing the barn door after the animals are gone kind of thing. And, you know, I kind of compare this to a story about my grandparents. One set of grandparents did not use seatbelts when they were driving, just randomly got in the car and went. And the other set of grandparents would not let me start the car until their seatbelts were fastened. Difference being that the grandparents who were serious about seatbelt safety had been in a horrendous auto accident with my father when he was very young, and it scared them, and they really did not like to be in a car and did not drive after that. And of course, the other ones just kind of lived life as it was without any precautions. And that's kind of the way the whole digital security thing works, I think, is that people, as I was saying, only want it after they're nailed. You know, you get the ticket for driving without a seatbelt, or, you know, you lose access, as I was saying, to bank accounts or social media sites, and all of a sudden you're interested in social media. And that's really the wrong way to approach it. And, you know, people say, well, other thing is, I was in a hack or somebody accessed it, but nothing really happened. And my answer to that is you don't know what really happened, because people who are doing this work are really good at disguising their tracks. And all of a sudden you're going to find out there's money out of your bank account, or there's just duplicate accounts under your name everywhere doing all kinds of bad things. And, you know, we recall the big hack of one of the credit companies, a couple years ago. And my information was in that, as probably were most of yours, because it affected a whole bunch of Americans. And I was reading, interestingly, not too long ago, that the people who go out into the dark web and look at this stuff have never found, and this may have changed since I last read it, but have not found any instances where that information was used against people who were involved in that hack. So the question then becomes, well, what was the point of the hack? And here's the thing that people don't realize. That hack very well may have been by one of the four big bad actors in the country, Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran. I said in the country, I meant in the world. My apologies. And a theory, a working theory, a theory that I think is pretty viable, is that that information was taken for analysis so that they could identify people who worked in various government agencies, who were law enforcement, who were military, things of that sort, and use the information in the hack against them to prompt them, to force them, to coerce them, to collect information for whomever was this bad actor who did the hack, who perpetrated the hack. And that's pretty scary because people now may be out there passing on information and afraid to come forward and say, this is what happened, because they're afraid what could happen to their career, to their life, to their children, to their families, their property, everything. And that's a pretty compelling story, I think, as to why you really need to employ good digital security. So when I say digital security, what do I mean? I mean your practice of using tools to monitor your credit report, your online presence, your social media accounts, even if it just means logging in to see if there's anything going on that you didn't do. Search yourself. Get on Google and do a search of your full name, any usernames that you might have used for things that you think look suspicious, and see what's out there about yourself. It's pretty interesting. There's a lot of stuff that said that you're going to be really pissed off by, but that's the world in which we live today. You know, and that's really the awareness part of the four things here is be aware digitally what's going on around you and about you and with your information. And go back and, you know, look at user agreements from places, websites, and apps that you use and see what they really are allowed, what you're allowing them to do with your personal data. And it's pretty frightening when you look at it. Everybody knows or should know the issues with Facebook, with Amazon, and you know all these other companies out there who have access to a lot of very personal information about you. Think about that. Next time you post on Facebook or on Twitter or you know ask your Amazon smart device in your house for information, that's all being saved somewhere and being used to build a profile about you. Be aware of your physical surroundings. Are you in a Starbucks not using a VPN and logging on to their Wi-Fi? Because if you are, you're just opening up your whole computer to everybody who's in the place and probably people who are out in the parking lot on their laptop watching you. I have had experience with people who have showed me that they can do that. Sit in a parking lot and monitor what's going on inside of Starbucks. There used to be a video out there about a dad who showed his young daughter, 7 years old or so, 8 years old, how to use the Wi-Fi to log into other people's computers, and she was able to do it. That's how easy it is. So be aware of your physical surroundings. Be ready to shut down in a heartbeat if you think somebody's into your computer. And finally, the thing that kind of wraps this all up is password management. Don't use the same password on any two platforms. Use passwords that are long and complicated. And if nothing else, use something like LastPass or Keeper, one of these password managers, and let it create passwords for you for all your sites and go through and reset ones. You'll be amazed when you really start looking at it how many 5-character passwords you have out there. That takes no time at all to hack. How many times you've reused the same password. Don't get caught in that. So that's kind of my overview on digital security for you today. We have, as I mentioned, a Patreon site now, and there's going to be a much more significant version of this talking about tools on there soon. And it will also have been presented at our Firestarter networking events that we do around the country right now in Houston and coming in Seattle and probably LA. So if you're in one of those markets, pay attention to that and feel free when you get on the Firestarter social media site or on Patreon, check it out. Come see us. So I'm glad to be back. I was a little bit rough today. I realized that. It's been a while since I've been doing this, and I just kind of lost my my rhythm here a couple times. It will get better, I promise. Had a lot of fun doing it again, and I hope you got some good information out of this. And check us out on the other platforms on our Firestarter social media, firestarter.network, and on Patreon, where we are at patreon.com/FIDO Group. Boy, I just lost that one. See, it is rough for me right now. Anyway, have a good time, be safe, and check us out. Thank you. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.